Rabbeinu has two Torahs in the Kutim Ran that are based on this same posuk. You'll remember when we get to the second one, he's going to say that, if you remember, we had a Torah on this posuk. The posuk is a posuk that we say every single day in davening. Hamechase shomayim bo'avim. Kaviyochel, Hashem is great. He covers the heavens with clouds. Hamechen lo'oretz motor. And then he prepares for the earth rain. And I note an interesting item that Rav Nosson Zal brings in the Kiddush Halachos, and the Sifrei Musa bring this. The fact that before there can be rain, before there can be any type of shefa, there must be hamachaseh shemayim bovim. It has to get dark. It has to get cloudy. There must be a yerida before haliyah. Kaviyochel, this is the reason why Hashem... In other words, the question is, why can't rain come in a sunny day, nice weather? Why does it have to get to look gloomy and then rain? The answer is, this is the concept of Yerida Tzerech Aliyah. Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Vayker. There has to be a darkness first before the light.
A lot of times when I see sun showers, there's never darkness.
That's a strange item. The normal procedure for rain is Hamechaseh Shemayim Bovim, Hamechen Oretz Motor. And it's interesting. People look around, you see that the Torah is all around you. You look around, you can learn, you can see Torah and everything in creation.
Is there any reason why I use the word Motor here instead of Geshem? Is Motor usually do?
No, Tau is the Motor and Geshem are synonymous. Motor is the word which is Kelel Mare Tam Reach. We mentioned many times that Shefa, all items in the world generally differ on three fronts. Mare is appearance, Tam is taste, Reach is smell. That's the concept of Motor. Motor symbolizes Shefa to the world, which differs basically in these three manners. For a second, Rabbeinu Zal says, "Hine yedei hatzadik." It is known that all shefa, there isn't any type of shefa that can come to the world unless it comes via the tzadik. If you recall, we quoted many, many times the pasuk that the Zohar Kodesh quotes, the information that the Yenuka gave to the Talmidim Rishim Yechoi Zal, which was on the riddle of Shimshon HaGibor, "Me'az yotza mosaik." Oichel is the tzaddik, because there's a pasuk which says tzaddik oichel l'seif anavshoi. So the word oichel symbolizes the tzaddik. Me ha'oichel yotzo ma'achol. Where does all shefa come from? Me ha'oichel. From the tzaddik. Ma'achol symbolizes shefa, lechem, you know, parnosa. Comes from the tzaddik. The word ma'achol, if you remember, is yud kei vav kei aleph dalet nun yud, which is the concept of Shefa. Shefa must come via a Yichud. The one who makes all Yichudim is always the Tzaddik. The Tzaddik's the one who's Meyachid Kuchebrichu in the Shekhinah. Because he's the one who makes the Yichudim, that's why the Shefa comes through him. It's impossible for Shefa to come without a Yichud. The one who's responsible for the Yichudim is the Tzaddik. That's why we say all Shefa comes from him. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki Hatzaddik Yeshlo Yodayim Bamale Kablon. The Tzaddik is the one who has hands in which to receive Shefa. Shefa, you need a keli to receive it. The tzaddik is the one who has the kelim, the yodayim. The hainu, ahavo, the yiro. The ahavo and yiro of the tzaddik, those are his yodayim to be mekabel Shefa. Kihem hayodayim lekabel bohem kol ha'ashpois v'chol ha'brochis. Ahavo and yiro are the yodayim in which a person receives all hashpois and brochis. Note that when we talk about the spheroids, you know, Zerampin, Chesed and Gvura. Chesed is the right hand, Gvura is the left hand, Chesed is Ahavo, Gvura is Bigematria Yira. So we know that Yodayim are a concept of Ahavo and Yira. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, Vitzorich Hatzadik Koze Lignois Ahavo Vayira. A tzaddik of such great caliber, where the Shefa of the world comes through him, he's the one who's responsible for bringing Shefa to the world, he has to be very, very careful to keep himself hidden, to hide his ahavo and his yira. Why? Kidei shelo yekatragu hamekatragim olav. So that those malachim who complain against Bnei Israel, who are mekatrig against Shefa, who try to prevent Shefa from coming to Bnei Israel, if he has his ahavo and yira too open, they'll be mekatrig. If he keeps it hidden, he keeps his ahavo and yira hidden, they won't be mekatreg against him. V'yigzlu mimenu kol ha-hashpois. And these mekatregim could chas v'sholom steal from the tzaddik his shefa. V'zehu, Rabbein Ezal says, this is the interpretation of the posik. Hamechase shomayim bo'ovim. Hainu eish umayim. The word shomayim. V'zehu, hamechase shomayim bo'ovim. Hainu eish umayim. The word shomayim is a combination of eish and mayim, because that's what shomayim is. Hashem made the shomayim by combining fire and water. Hainu kishehatzadik yochel lechaseis shomayim. When a tzadik is capable of hiding his shomayim, hainu eish umayim, his fire and water, hainu ahavo v'hayiro sheloi, his ahavo and yiro, because ahavo is always compared to mayim. In Kabbalah, meimei hachesed, the waters of chesed, eish is din, eish is the miloy of elikim, is begimatria eish, which is yiro, esho elikim ani yore, yes, what tzadik said. So Rabbeinu says, "Hainu ho'avo v'yir shaloi." When the tzaddik is capable of hiding his shomayim, azai hameichin loretz motor. That tzaddik is then capable of preparing shefa for the world. Hainu sheyochay lahamshich kol habrochos. He's capable of drawing all the brochos to the world. Shehem bechinas motor. They are symbolized by the word motor. Period. How? When the tzaddik is capable of hiding his avo and yiro. Ach, kishahat tzaddik hu mefursim godol. But when a tzaddik's name becomes known in the world, and people get to know about his avo and about his yiro, about his avas Hashem and his avas Yisrael and about his yiro for Hashem, azai hamekatrigim yoidim umashgich nolav heitev. Then the malachi chabolo get to know about him. When a tzaddik gets a pirsum, they, the klipos, also get to know about him, and they watch him very carefully. And they prevent him, they make it difficult for him to be Meirid Shefa to the world. So it would seem that it's not, in other words, the second a tzaddik becomes mefursim, the second people get to know about him, he's finished. This Torah seems to be saying that the best thing is to be like the concept that Olam Vov Tzadikim will keep themselves completely hidden, nobody knows about them, because the second a group of people, even 10 people, get to know about the tzaddik, he's in trouble. Rabbeinu Zal says there's a solution. Hashem and the tzaddik have a solution to this problem. What's the solution? V'hakodesh Baruch Hu, so when the tzaddik becomes mefursim, and the mekatrigim get to know about what into a different tzaddik's heart, lahachzik olav b'machlekes, to go against the tzaddik emes in machlekes, kedei lechasoisoi, in order to hide the light of the tzaddik. V'sheyucha lohirid ha-shefa, in order that the tzaddik should be able to bring down shefa to the world. V'zehu machlekes shehu l'shem shamayim. This is the concept of machlekes l'shem shamayim. A machlekes for the sake of shamayim. Rabbeinu Zal says, hainu l'shem ha-tzaddik shehu mechuna b'shem shamayim mach mashiyesh loy ahavo v'yiro. It's machlekes for the sake of the tzaddik. We're nicknaming the tzaddik here the word shomayim, because the tzaddik, the main avoida, the tzaddik is his ahavo and yiro. Hainu l'shem shomayim ho ahavo v'yiro, u'kedei lohochin motor shehu b'chinas hashpois u'brochois. That the purpose of this machlekes is only, in other words, to hide the light of the tzaddik to a degree, in order that tzaddik, because he's hidden from the world, he also becomes hidden from the mekatregim. They don't know about that much about him, so he's zeicha to be able to sneak out shefa without it being known. Now this concept of sneaking out, what's going on here? The answer is that this is a concept which Rav Moshe Zal mentions a few times on the Kotei Halachos, and you have to get to understand to the best that we can what's going on here. Kaviyochel, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that Hashem is Oyhev Mishpot. We make a Baruch in Shemon Esrei, Melech Oyhev Tzedoko Mishpot, meaning that Hashem loves fairness. Right is right, wrong is wrong. If you deserve Shefa, you get Shefa. If you deserve thorns, you get thorns. That's one item. Hashem is Oyhev Amo Yisrael. Hashem loves Bnei Yisrael also. The Avo that Hashem has for Bnei Yisrael surpasses to a certain degree must maintain Mishpot, fairness. fairness. There has to be a sitra dikdusha. There has to be a sitra achra. There has to be bechira, free choice. There has to be schar. There has to be einish. There has to be yisurin. There has to be tzadikim. There has to be mekatregim. There has to be kept a balance of power. However, v'ato morim loylam Hashem, the fact is that it leans a little bit in favor of Bnei Yisrael. But still, there are times when Hashem tries to be as fair as is possible. For example, when it came time for Bnei Israel to go out of Mitzrayim, the Gemara says that when they were about to cross the Yam Suf, the Sar Sheliam was Mekatreg, and he said, you're telling us to let the Jews pass and to drown the Egyptians. Why? You are Melech Ohev Tzedako Mishpat, you're fair, where's fairness? These worship Avodah Zarah. The Zohar HaKadosh says Hashem had to formulate a plan to be able to sneak out Kaviyochel, to sneak this thing through, to occupy the Satan with a bone, with Eiv, to be able to sneak through Bnei Israel. So we see Kaviyochel, there exists this concept which Hashem himself, in other words, if Hashem's the boss, why does he have to sneak around? Why doesn't he just tell the Satan to drop dead? The answer is because one of the attributes of Hashem is Mishpat. And therefore, this must be kept to whatever degree it can. There are times when Hashem, we say, Hirotzon sheyich b'shil rachmecho es kascho. You have a legitimate excuse to be angry at us, but there are times when we beg you to allow your chesed to overcome the mishpat, to allow your ava for Yisrael to be stronger than your ava for mishpat. Therefore, we see there is this concept of a tzaddik being kept hidden. And this is one of the reasons for the machlekes against the tzaddik. So there are times, when we say the machlekes is a machlekes l'shem shemayim. For example, we would say, let's say, the example of Reb Baruch Zal, who was chaylik against Rabbeinu Zal. Reb Baruch Zal was a tzaddik, no question at all. Or the case of the Vilna Gaon Zal. In other words, when we talk about real tzaddik, they're still doing, but it has to be this way. That's still within the category of l'shem shemayim. There's the machlekes of Korach versus Moshe Rabbeinu, that where it's pure kina and sinna, chas v'shalom, the machlekes of the Savrana versus Rav Nosson Zal, or the Shpola Zedek, there it wasn't this type of machlekes, it was actual kina, sinna, it was mistake, bad mistake. There we say it's a different story. But Rabbeinu Zal says, when you see machlekes among tzaddikim, know that there's reasons for it. This is one of the reasons for it. There are reasons why the light of the tzaddik emes must be kept hidden, and not necessarily is it always bad. In other words, at times, the fact that Rabbeinu Zal's name is kept hidden, the fact that people talk against, is to the benefit of the tzaddik, because that's what allows him to sneak out. In other words, you picture what Rabbi Zal did for us. Rabbi Zal took I don't want to use a bad word to put it on tape. Rabbi Zal took mud like us and snuck each one of us out. Each one of us was stooped in tumah, whatever it was, pigama bris, this, that, everything. Rabbi Zal snuck out each one of us. Now you picture the Satan. In other words, Rabbi Zal doing this, and the Satan comes and says, I want to know why. In other words, I want to know what gives you the right. They're in my hands. This guy did a sin already. Why should I allow you to take him? That kind of thing. And the only way a tzaddik can be successful in doing this avodah of being mekarav nefoshos and all of this thing is if he keeps himself very hidden. Hidden can be by one of two ways. Either he hides in his bedroom closet and he only works with one person at a time, or if he wants to give a shir publicly, the way our Rebbe Zichron Avrocha did, it means, Rabbeinu Zal said that one of the other ways to keep him hidden is machlekes against him. People speak against him. His name becomes messed up, blemished, chas v'shalom. His name becomes hidden. In other words, people don't talk about him as being anybody great. They talk about him as just the opposite. That's what allows him to makatregim here, that he's not a tzaddik, he's a nothing. Suddenly a hachroza goes out in Shemayim, look what he just did. They get angry again, they go to attack, and again there has to be machlekes. Again, the name of the tzaddik has to go into hiding, this haloma, in order for him to be able to continue with his avoda of being makarav nefoshos, or bringing shefa to the world, which is one of the tzaddik's main functions, to be mashpia chias to the world, period. The tzaddik is called tzaddik chai almen, meaning, just like Rabbeinu Zal says in the Torah, hachochmo techai baleho, that the Torah gives life, just like Rabbeinu Zal says in another place, tefila lekel chayoi, that tefila ki ikra hachias imena tefila, so too, the tzaddik is a source of chias to the whole world, a source of shefa to the whole world.
Listen, can I ask you a question? I'm sure there are a lot of brethren in Yeshiva Yerushalayim that love the Yerushalayim. They never speak against it, but they don't accept them as a tzaddik emes. How would you explain that?
The answer is because there have been people, they've heard people speak against him or not speak in favor of him, and this has caused them to lose respect or not even, in other words, where they're not even willing to bother checking it out, that kind of thing. You're not sure? Go over it. Talk to him. Test him. Why? Because they've heard bad things about him. People have done things to make machlokes against the tzaddik emes, to put his name in hiding. Now, no, Rabbeinu Zal brings, says, note, we use this name many times, this concept many times, the haloma of the name of the tzaddik. Hashem says, Ki yod al kes ko, milchama Hashem amalek midor dor. In other words, the name of Hashem goes into hiding. What's pshat? Because Rabbeinu Zal says, the tzaddik, these people who speak against the tzaddik, they can't do anything to him. The tzaddik still remains tzaddik. The only thing that they can do is take his name and blame. In other words, what he's called, what he's known as, that they can blemish. Amalek. Amalek is play game in Hashem, kaviyochol. Doesn't mean kaviyochol he makes a pigam in Hashem. He decreases the name of Hashem, the piersum of Hashem, that concept. That's what we're talking about here. The halom of the name of the tzaddik. That's the malchus of the tzaddik. That's his whole power of nimshalom.
Listen, is there possible for there to be a tzaddik emes if nobody recognizes him without any exception to tzaddik emes?
Yeah. The possibility could exist. It's very not likely.
But then you would say he has no malchus, so how could he could be a tzaddik emes?
Rabbeinu Zal says in a Torah Kutamran that there is a tzaddik who seems to...
People who are machlekes l'shem shemayim and machlekes for
respectful manner and with less kina, out and out kina. In other words, that's the general word, that term kina that was written about the Savrana, about others. A certain kina, in other words, where you can tell that it's not that he's, in other words, he sees that this one is better than him, and that's what brings out a jealousy, which brings a sinner, you know, that kind of thing. That's one example. In other words, that could be an example. So but it means even machlekes. In other words, machlekes meaning where he says, you say he's so great, I say he's not that great. What we showed about the Arizal, that the Kohel Boichem and others, you know, they weren't good to him. They heard things about him and they felt that he wasn't that big. That's an example, a story that we mentioned in Shabbos.
How do you know the difference? In other words, today, let's say, if you're this and you're that, they're saying I'm not cursed. And it's another way of saying, you're saying he's great, I'm saying he's not.
Right.
Is that Machlokes Shem Shemayim? Is Machlokes Shem Shemayim meaning only when it's against somebody who's for real? Or what if it, both of them are...
No. It's only when it's... We're talking about a tzaddik who brings Shefa to the world, the Machlokes is against him, is Machlokes Shem Shemayim.
Kind of Machlokes between two.
That's nothing. That's nothing. Period. It's jokes. That's what it is. Okay. That's a show to put a damper on the machlekes l'shem shemayim. Understand? Whereas they're fighting. That's all. No galach can read it. You know that kind of concept. If them and them are fighting, so then any battle, it was all nothing. Whether it was Savran versus this, it's all nothing. It's all the same. It's all chol of this versus chol. You know that kind of thing.
Yeah. I was gonna ask about have these people fighting. Can somebody say that? How can you say that machlek is shem shema? How can somebody say machlek is against the tzaddik emes is very big? If it looks like the machlek is against this guy, looks much bigger. That the machlek is, I'm missing what we saw a couple of months. That the machlek is and the mavaza looks like it's much more than against the tzaddik emes.
I don't know what you talk clear.
No, that about two Hasidic groups fighting with each other. The mavaza that's and the buzz that's being thrown upon
right.
Looks like it's much more than it's being thrown on the tzaddik emes.
Right.
No, I'm just saying that.
What are you saying?
How in a sense that the machlekes on the tzaddik emes is greater than machlekes that they're having between each other?
What do you mean by greater? One is, in other words, if Nachman Arel and Nachman Rosenberg get into a fight, is that machlekes l'shem? What are we talking about? We're talking about it. Rabbeinu Zal mentioned a concept here. A tzaddik, machlekes against machlekes Hashem Shemayim. That doesn't mean if two people argue whether they're going to have meat rare or well done, it's it's the same thing. Okay, let's go. Baruch Hashem, Tera Peites. Rabbeinu Zal says, But this for us is an important lesson. In other words, for each person to know that bechlal, this concept of tznius is very important. Note that the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the set of halachas in Shulchan Aruch that are called hilchas tznius, are the set of halachas that deal with bringing shefa into the world. The mitzvah is not called the mitzvah of getting married, it's called the mitzvah of pru revu, bringing shefa into the world. That's, why isn't it called hilchas pru? It's called hilchas tznius in Arachayim, showing you that the whole concept of bringing shefa into the world, there must be a tznius to it. This is why Rebbe Zal said that when a woman becomes pregnant for the first while it's still a dangerous item, in other words, halacha-wise and medical reasons, in the beginning the pregnancy is a dangerous item, at that time the person should try their best to keep it secret. That doesn't mean to do stupid things, it means within normal bounds. Why? Because in bringing shefa to the world, if you want to avoid problems from the katregim, the key is tznius. The key is tznius, period. Okay. Rabbein Ezal quotes the pasuk now in Tehillim, Torah Peitez, "Vatechasreyo ma'at melekim, v'chovoy v'hodor ta'atrehu." This is talking about, David HaMelech is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu was missing a drop from being kaviyocha like Hashem himself. V'chovoy v'hodor ta'atrehu, he was crowned in kavoyd, in honor, and hodor is beauty. Rabbein Ezal says, "Hine yodua, it is known." Whatever a person is missing, hein beruchni, hein begashmi, whether it be spiritual or physical, hachisoron hu b'hashchina. The chisoron is in the shchina, because we mentioned many times that Bnei Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, are the shchina. Tof Reish Elef, the 600,000 members of Bnei Yisrael, are what make up Tof Reish Aleph, which is the gematria of the milui of the word Shechina. The word Shechina, when written out, Shin Yud Nun, Chav Pei, Yud Vav Dalet, Nun Vav Nun, Hey, I believe it is bigematria Tof Reish Aleph, 601, which stands for Tof Reish Aleph, the 600,000 Hashemus of Bnei Israel, which means that when a Yid has a Chesoron, that is a Chesoron in the Shechina itself, Kaviyachel. Shehi Bechinas Elikim. The Shechina is the concept of Elikim. The Shechina is nicknamed Elikim, Velikim Malki Mikedem. The Malchus, the Shechina, is called Elikim many times. V'zehu, this is what the David HaMelech meant when he said, Vatechasrehu, when a person sees that he's missing something, Bevadai Ma'at Me'elikim. The only reason why you're missing something is because there's a drop missing from Elikim, from the Shechina. If you feel a deficiency, it means that corresponds to a deficiency in the Shechina. Hainu, hachisoroin bevadai me'elikim, hainu b'hashchina. Certainly there's some type of deficiency, kaviyochel, in the Shechina. Something is lacking, kaviyochel, in the Shechina. That's what's causing an individual Jew to find a chesaron. Whether it be a chesaron in parnosa, whether it be a chesaron in health, whether it be a chesaron in children, any type of chesaron that a Jew feels is a manifestation of a chesaron in the Shechina itself, kaviyochel. Ach, Rabbein Ezal says, however, when a person becomes aware of this, that there exists a chisoron kaviyachal on earth by the person, and also lamalo in heaven, a person certainly would get super depressed and hurt. He'd go crazy over this, feel terrible, and the person would not be able to serve Hashem in Simcha with the knowledge, number one, that there's a chesaron in himself, that he's missing something. And if that's not bad enough, the Shechina is, whenever I feel a chesaron, it means there's a chesaron in the Shechina also. That's enough to get a person really upset. Rabbein Ezal says, therefore, the person has to answer to himself, Me'oni u'me'chayi, what am I? What is my life worth? Ki ha-melech bi'atzmoi mesaper li hachisorin sheloi. Imagine I'm so low, I'm such a nobody, and yet I'm zeicher that the king himself, kaviyochel Hashem himself, is willing to let me know, leave it, is willing to let me know of his chisorin kaviyocho. How is he willing to let me know? Who wrote the Torah? Hashem. And Hashem wrote the words in the Torah, vatechasrehu. There is something missing from him. Kaviyocho, Hashem wrote that there is a chisorin kaviyocho. B'chiyesh kovoid godol mizeh. Is there any greater honor than this? Imagine that we, Bnei Yisrael HaZecha, to be so close to Hashem, that Hashem is actually willing to tell us of His own chesreinus kaviyachol. That's a spectacular closeness to Hashem. Mitoich kach bo l'simcha gedoyla. When a person thinks of that, that thought should bring him to a tremendous simcha. Imagine how lucky. In other words, a person, picture this taking place in real life. Person goes to have his plate of this. He starts davening. What is he davening for? He's davening, he's thinking, you know, the fact that I'm lacking in parnasa, the Sifrei Kabbalah say that whenever there's a chesaron by Klal Yisrael, it means there's a chesaron in the Shechina kaviyachol. And a person starts thinking about his own lack of parnasa and the fact that there's a chesaron in the Shechina also, this leads to a low feeling. Rabbi Nizal says the way to deal with this is by saying, on the other hand, imagine how lucky I am that I'm zeicha to be aware of this, to have this information, to recognize chesaron, and to recognize that that I'm not alone. Kaviyochel, that Hashem always says, imoy anoichi betzora, that whenever a Jew is suffering, kaviyochel is Shechina suffering also. So on the other hand, I feel so lucky that I'm so close to Hashem that I'm given permission to be aware of a chesaron and the Shechina also. That should bring the person to a simcha, to a meichin de gadlus. And Rabbi Nizal says, mitoich kach bo l'simcha gedoyla, v'nischad shu ha-meichin shaloi. When a person gets into simcha, simcha is an inyan of chidush ha-meichin. His brain becomes revived. Zehu, this is pshat in the pasuk. The kovoid vohodor te'atrehu. Hainu al yedei kovoid vohodor sheyeshloi. Through the honor and the glory that this person feels with what? Shehamelech bi'atzmoi nesafer loy hachisorin. With the fact that kaviyochol Hashem himself is willing to give me, to make me aware of a chisorin and a shini, that makes you feel pretty proud of yourself that you're so lucky that you're aware of it. Te'atrehu b'meichin chadoshim. The word la'ater means to crown. This kovoid and hotor that the person feels in the fact that he's zeicha to be aware of the chesaron and the shechina, this kovoid v'hotor crowns him with new meichin, places new meichin into his head, and gives him a hischaskus and a hisayrus to start again, to daven and to do whatever he has to do to be mashlim his chesaronos.
Does one chesaron cause the other?
No, one chis. Oh, put it this way, they go together. Which is the cause of which? It depends. In other words, kaviyochel, we could say at times that when there is a pigam in the Shechina, that pigam affects the whole Klal Yisrael. In other words, when there is a hisayrus of din lamala, it manifests itself in din lamata, and generally it works the other way. That when the hisayrusa, that the what's done over here affects what's done over there. Meaning, Bnei Yisrael are not from cause pigam in here; they are play game in the Shechina. When there's a chesaron over here, it reflects a chesaron over there. In other words, we with our sins generate a pigam, a deficiency over there. When there's a deficiency over there, it manifests itself in a deficiency in health or parnasa or whatever it is on earth. So it's a two-way street, sort of. We cause our pigamim, cause a pigam in the Shechina. The pigam in the Shechina is manifested, in other words, retaliates by bringing about chesroinus, chesron of parnasa, chesron of health, or whatever it is on earth.
Does it start from over there?
It depends. For whatever reasons, at certain times. Do we know everything that goes on? In other words, I'm telling you, there are things that we're not aware of that are going on over there, whereby at certain times, for example, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring, there's a need for Mayanukvin, and suddenly you find Chas V'Shalom, 100,000 Jews get killed in a pogrom, Chas V'Shalom. Why? Because something happened over there where there was a time for a Yichud, and there wasn't anything to generate Mayanukvin, and it took a certain spectacular mitzvah, like Yidden dying al Kiddush Hashem, in order to generate enough Mayanukvin for this type of yichud to take place. There's obviously a lot we don't understand about what goes on over there. Whatever we're given, whatever's explained to us, that's what we understand.
But we usually say that if a person's aware that he does a sin, and that causes the pogrom in the Shechina.
Right.
In other words, usually we say, it stops at him having to really feel sorry for that.
Right.
In other words, period. And that's the way. And then he has to correct it. In other words, we never really, it's never really stressed that
that he should feel sorry, but then realize that, if he knows about it, it's something to be happy about.
Well, the answer is maybe to Shmuel, it was never really stressed. That's the purpose of this Sefer, to give you a better overall... In other words, because if you're going to think, if you're just going to feel sorry, Rabbi Nazan's telling you that generally leads to a depression. Now, once you get depressed, once you get sad, how do you pull yourself out of it? What do you use as a hisgastus? Rabbi Nazan's telling in this Torah how to look at it. It's true, I did sins and everything which caused a pigam in me, which caused the pigam in the Shekhinah, which on one hand is terrible, but on the other hand, look how lucky I am that I'm a member of Bnei Israel, that when I do a sin here, it affects over there. That means I'm great. That means I have such a close relation. In other words, picture two people. When one person, let's say when Beryl Shmerel on the street gets depressed, does it affect the Simcha? If a Yid becomes aware that he's such a close friend, Kaviyachol to Hashem, that what he does affects Hashem, that when he sees Chesaron in himself, it means Kaviyachol, that his Chesaron in the Shekhinah, that in one manner is a kavod to the Yid. To know that you know how great you are, that whatever you do affects the Shekhinah.
In another sense, what you say holds, you've mentioned many times that the person should put himself in simcha by saying, well, I'm really nothing, so nothing that I did affected the Shekhinah anyway. That's
right, right.
That's another type of aspect.
You have to do both. There are different moods that a person gets into. He has to be able to dance on both sides.
Listen, I mean, I couldn't see like a Jew feeling great if he makes up his mind once to do Jew, but I don't see how he feel happy if he knows the Shekhinah, Kaviyachol, is suffering.
The answer
once
is...
Once he decides to do tshuva, then he's happy, because the tshuva won't be suffering.
I'll give you a better example. We had a Rebbe, Zichron El Rocha, who was very close to us and very concerned about us. At times, we made him laugh. At times, we did different things that got him upset. Now, the initial reaction when a person sees that Rebbe Zal got upset over something that one of us did should make you feel like the lowest thing on 2 feet, should get a person really shattered, and as could get him depressed, solidly depressed. Imagine what a moron, what a nut I am, what a rush I am, chas v'shalom, that I caused tzar to a tzaddik. Period. And it's left at that. Now, do you leave it at that? How do you pull out of that? Rabbi Nazan says, you know how you pull out of that? You think to yourself for a minute, you know, it's true that I did all of this, but on the other hand, you know how lucky I am that I'm close enough to him that what I do affects him. In other words, if some yokel on the street or in Mars does something wrong, he wouldn't be affected. At least I have to be mechazik myself that I'm lucky that I'm close enough to the tzaddik or to this Rebbe that when I do something bad, he suffers from it. That's a sign that I'm still in the ring. When it gets to a point that he doesn't suffer from it, in other words, he ignores me, that's when I'm in trouble. Kaviyachol, if we knew that when we do a sin, it doesn't affect the Shekhinah, that's when you know you have to worry, chas v'shalom. If we know at least, in other words, the Medrash says that Hashem says, Imo Yonechi Bitzorah, that the Jews go into Golis, Hashem sends his Kala, the mother of the Jews with them. Why? So that Hashem should never forget the fact that he has chased his son away from his table. Kaviyochel, there's a king, there's a queen, and there's the children. We are called the children of Hashem. The Gemara says that Hashem sends the children to Golis. He sends the mother with them. The mother is the Shekhinah, Kaviyochel. Why? Because a child, it's conceivable to forget more easily than a wife. A husband knows he's without a wife, it'll always be on his mind, he'll always be concerned, so he'll never forget about the fact that his child is away, that he has to bring his child back. So in a sense, this is the biggest chizuk to us, that on one hand, we have to feel terrified with the knowledge that whatever we do affects the Shekhinah, but on the other hand, we have to feel molei simcha, that we're zeichet to be, when a guy does something, it hardly affects anything. When a yid does either a mitzvah or an avera, it affects the Shekhinah. We have to be happy with that thought. Mayan Nukvin means a watery medium. In other words, just like between a male and a female, before the zivit can take place, there has to be an arousal of a liquid. There has to be a liquid medium for the zivit to take place. And the liquid must come both, there's Mayan Dukhrin and Mayan Nukvin. So too, Kaviyochel Lamala, the Sifrei Kaviyochel, the same terminology is applied, that there has to be a Mayim coming from the Zohar, Kaviyochel, and a Mayim coming from the Nekeva, in order for there to be a medium for Zivin. That's the terminology that's used.
So this is done if you believe this is a time to pay it through.
Sometimes that's what causes it. The Sefer Kabbalah of Rim, that's done through the mitzvahs of Israel. What if there aren't enough mitzvahs of Israel? There are times when it's generated through an act like Bnei Israel being now about Kiddush Hashem. That's what's one of the things that activates the biggest money mukvin conceivable. That's why it's brought that on some of the years, the Zohar Kodesh said that in Shnas Tav Ches, Mashiach will come. That's a year for the coming of Mashiach. And the Chassidish is far bring, we know that in the years that the Zohar Kodesh mentioned, it was just the opposite. Those were the years when there were the worst pogroms, the worst tragedies for Israel. What's Pshat? Pshat is that the fact of the matter is that that was a time when Mashiach was supposed to come. Mashiach's coming would have brought about a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Due to certain circumstances, which was our fault, Mashiach couldn't come. However, there had to be, that Kiddush Hashem had to take place regardless. It could happen in one of two manners. Either Mashiach's coming, or Chas V'Shalom the other way. That's the whole story behind this concept of World War II. All of these times when we saw tremendous tragedies occur, those were times where it could have gone either way. That could have been the time when Mashiach would have come, if we would have been Roy, or else it has to be the other way.
And this was a way of contradicting the rules concerning...
Exactly. That 100%. This is what's explained in the Kutei Halachas and the Chassidish is fine. Go ahead.
It says here that the person says to tell himself, Moni, Machai, Kemach, Yatsu, Masavna.
Right.
Where does he get that from?
What do you mean?
What do you mean he has to say that, you know, from the fact that he realizes that the Shrein fails it?
No, the fact that he realizes that he has Chesroinus. In other words, here we could be talking about a Chesroin B'Gashmis or Chesroin B'Ruchnis. Yeah. The person sees that he's not davening right, or he's not learning right and everything.
He says, well, Hashem's still telling me my Chesroin. Like,
Hashem is still telling me
my Chesroin.
His that the Melech reveals to me his Chesroin. You're misinterpreting something. You understand? Ki hamelech ba'atzmai misaper li hachisorin sheloi. That the melech is willing, in other words, that this pasuk tells us v'techasrayu, that whenever you see something missing in yourself, know that it's a sign that ma'at me'elikim, that there has been a hisma'atus in elikim. Imagine how lucky we are that Hashem placed this pasuk in the Torah to make us aware of that. That whenever there's a chesaron in us, you should know that it's a reflection of a chesaron in the Shechina.
From the pasuk, it's like Hashem's
Torah? Exactly. That's literally what it is. In other words, that's why Rabbezel's basing his Torah on this pasuk. This pasuk screams forth this message. What? That even when you do a sin, be mechazik yourself with this and that. That what should bring you to the kavod v'hodor tachrayil, the fact that you know matnei elikim, that we are achenu bnei Yisrael who are zeicher, that whatever we do affects the Shechina. Next. That's another Torah Kutimaran, that's in the same vein. Rabbeinu Zal brings in another Torah Kutimaran, a similar type of concept, that when a person goes for a spedidus and he tells Hashem his chesroinos, if he's open with Hashem, Kaviyachol, Rabbeinu Zal says that the Shechina stands opposite the person and tells the person its chesroinos. And Rabbeinu Zal says, what bigger kavod, what bigger thrill could there be in life than to be zeichet to develop this type of close relationship to Hashem, whereby each of you trade secrets, each of you talks out your problems to each other. We're going to have that Torah a little later on in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Zal brings that out. Let's continue. Next, Teret Tzadik. Baruch Hashem. Teret Tzadik. By the way, it pays to note, when Rabbi Zal gave the Likutei Moran shiur, from which he made the Likutei Moran tapes, when he finishes each shiur, each Teret Likutei Moran, he says the words Baruch Hashem, such was his method. So I try, whenever I remember, to do it the same way. Rabbi Zal bases this Teret on the Pasuk, Anechi Esmach Bashem Yitamu Chatoim Min Horetz. Hine yodua, it is known, ki kol hachesroinois sheboin laodom, hein boin machmas hashviro. Before we spoke about chesroinois, now Rabbi Ezra is going to talk about why they come. That all the chesroinois that come to a person come because of the Shvira Sakelem that took place originally, Shenoflu Nitzutzois, that Kaviyochel, Hashem tried to put a certain degree of oyer into certain kelim that weren't powerful enough to contain the oyer. The kelim broke, Kaviyochel, the oyer splattered, in a sense, and there were Nitzutzois of oyer that fell to different places. And these nitzutzos became subtracted from the Shechina, became separated from the Shechina. The hatikin hu, what is the tikin for the chesora in Hashchina? The tikin is al yedei shenisameach es atzmoi be'elikov. When a yid is zeicha to be in simcha with the fact that he has a Hashem over him, that's the main tikin for the chesora in Hashchina. Azai nishlamu kol hachesroinos mihashvira. That's what causes any deficiencies that were generated through shvira sakelim to become nishlam. Venisale kol hanitzutzois, and all the different nitzutzois that got lost, that got spread out, all are nisale, they merge together again and become reunited with the Shechina. Vezeh, this is pshat in the pasuk, anochi esmach b'Hashem, when a yid is zeiche to be in simcha with the fact that there is a Hashem who is kel rachum, v'chanun, a Hashem who is oyev amo Yisrael, yitamu means Tam means sholem, complete. Yitamu, the nishlamu, they're become completed. Kol hachatohim. Chet means sin. Chet also means the word deficiency. Hainu hachesroinois. The term chatoh means deficiencies. Kemoy shekosuv, as the posuk says in Malachim, David HaMelech uses the word chet to mean deficient. V'hoyisi aniyu, not David HaMelech, this was his wife, I believe, who said it when she came to him that time, when she heard that Adonai HaMelech was running around trying to make believe he was king. She said to David HaMelech, if you're going to let this go on, I and my son Shlomo are going to be taken off the world, chas v'shalom. She said, v'hoyisi aniyu b'ni Shlomo chatoim min hor. I and my son Shlomo will be removed, deficientized, you know, subtracted from the world. Hainu Eretz Ho'Elyona. This refers to Eretz Ho'Elyona, the Chinas Hashchina. The Shechina many times is called Eretz. Why? Eretz Yisrael, Shchon Eretz. Shchon is the Shechina. The Shechina is Bechinas Eretz. Rabbi Zal once mentioned that the word Eretz, just like the word Eish, is the Mili of Elikim, the word Eretz is also the Mili of Elikim. When the Hey is spelled Hey Aleph, I believe, you'll do some addition for us. Aleph is 111, Lamed is 74,
it's 185,
Yud is 20,
205,
Hey 6,
211,
Mem 40,
251.
251? No, no good. I left something out. I left out the mem. Let's go back. Aleph, 185, Aleph Lamed.
Yeah.
And 6, 191. Yud.
201.
And mem is 80.
Oh, mem. Oh, mem, wait, it's spelled.
It's 80.
Mem. 211 and 80, right?
Right.
291.
291, which is Bigamatria Eretz. The word Eretz is the Miloy of Elikim, which is again a nickname for the Shechina. This is why the concept of Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says wherever it says Stam Eretz, it means Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz is one of the names of the Shechina Kaviyachol. So we find that she said, "V'hoyis ani ubni shlomoi chatoim in Eretz will be subtracted from the Shechina." In other words, if we won't have the Malchus, they were talking about who's going to be Melech of Yisrael, will be subtracted, will be removed from the Shechina, from the Malchus of Yisrael. So what Rabbeinu is all stressing here is that when a yid is zeichet to be in simcha, to be mekayim, the mitzvah of being in simcha, by doing that, he is mekayim, yitamu chatoim in horetz. He is mashlim, all chesroinos, in the world, in the Shechina. The mitzvah of being in simcha is what's mashlim all the chesroinos in the world. Go ahead.
Just like
you're
reading the pasuk, that chatoim in haaretz is part of the pasuk. Isn't that when Benzel's explaining the yitamu chatoim in haaretz?
Oh, right. I was wondering, I forgot for a minute how that would fit in. That's what it is. V'hoyisi ani ubni shlomoi chatoim. The words min haaretz don't go. I couldn't fit it together. That's what threw me off for a second. She said, "V'yis ani b'ni Shlomo chatoim." I and my son Shlomo will be subtracted from the kingdom. Period. Will be wiped out. Rabbeinu Zal said, "Period." That's the word chatoim. Min ha'oretz, going back to the posuk yitamu, chatoim min ha'oretz. Min ha'oretz, hainu eretz al yayna, b'chinas ha'shchina. That's what it is.
What
is it actually in Tehillim? In Tehillim, onoich Hashem, I will be very happy with Hashem, with the hope that yitamu chatoim min ha'oretz, that all sins will be removed from the world. Exactly, exactly. Note, yitamu chatoim v'loi chaitim, the Gemara says, that may all sins be erased in the world, not sinners. We daven that the sinners should do tshuva. Okay.
You mean to say, theoretically, any Jew, I mean, if he's in total simple, could bring on Mashiach?
100? I don't know about any Jew specifically. We're not talking about bringing Mashiach here. We're talking about being mashlem chesronis. Yeah, that in a sense is hashlomas chesronis. The pasuk says, ki besimcha teitzayon, that the whole going out of Golos is dependent on simcha.
That's right. Remember, mm-hmm. Rabbis all said, if the Jews in complete simcha, you never commit a sin.
Right. Hashem should bless us. Hashem should bless us with the talent of being in simcha to be able to bring about the coming of Mashiach. Rabbi Nazal used that pasuk to prove that the word chait means deficient. We know generally the word chait means sin. The chait means deficient. Can we try one more? 5 minutes, Bolineda. No interruptions. Vayhi yodov Teret Tzadik Aleph. Vayhi yodov emuno adboy Hashemesh. This is talking about when Moshe Rabbeinu davened, when Amalek came to attack in Israel, Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hands in tefillah until sunset. Until sunset. Rabbi Nizal says, ki yesh kamo mine emuno. There are many, many types of emuno. Yesh emuno shehu rak believe. There's a person who has faith in Hashem, but the faith is only within the heart. He only feels it in his heart. V'ho ikar, Rabbi Nizal says, the main thing is, shetzorech liyos lodom emuna kol kach. A person has to develop himself, has to work on himself, to try to shine his emuna, ad sheyispashet b'chol ho'evorim, to shine emuna into every single organ of his body. As is brought in the Kisvei Arizal, for example, shetzorich lahagbia yodov b'shas hanatilo neged haroish lekabel hakdusha, that when a person washes netilas yadayim for bread, he washes both hands, then he lifts up his hands to his head, and he says the words se'u yedechem kodesh. Se'u yedechem kodesh means lift up your hands to kodesh. Kodesh is the moyach. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Chachma. You know, we mentioned many times, Kodesh is Chachma. Suidechem Kodesh. The purpose is that by lifting up your hands to your head, you draw the Shefa from Chachma. We know that you're about to eat a meal. You're about to eat bread. What's your purpose of eating bread? Bread is brain food. Where are you going to draw the power of Chachma into the bread? When you wash and you lift up your hands to your head, that's when your mamshich the Chachma into the Yodayim. Into the Yodayim. Because note, the Adayim have 10 fingers on them, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring. Note the word Hamaitzi, the sentence Hamaitzi. Baruch Atah Hashem Lekam Lekam, Hamaitzi Lekam Lekam has 10 words. All because the main purpose of Achila is to be Mamshich Chochma. Note the teeth that we eat with, 32 teeth, Lamed Beis Nesivas HaChochma. The main purpose is to draw Seichel, to draw Chiyas. Chiyas comes from Seichel. So Rabbi Nizal says, we see that it's brought in the Kisvei Arizal, Shetzorach Lagbi HaYodah V'Shas HaNatilah Neged HaRoish Kedei LeKabel HaKdusha, in order to draw the Kedusha from Chachma Nimtza. So what do we see from here? Shetzorach Lozeh Emuna B'HaYodayim. That, in other words, what makes you pick up your hands and do this? The fact that even your hands believe in Hashem, even your hands believe in the Torah, your hands are willing to do an act to show their faith in Hashem. Ki b'loy emuna einai klum. Without emuna, it's understood this act, the physical act, is nothing. It's only if you believe b'emuna shleima that when you lift up your hands to your head, you're being mamshich chachma into the yadayim. That's when this whole thing works. So Rabbi Nizal says, k'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, kol mitzvay secha emuna, that the klolius, the underlying emphasis within all the mitzvahs of the Torah, is the emuna that you do it with. Ukeshiyesh le emuna kazu, and when a person has this type of emuna, where the emuna is nispashet over every single organ in the body, bo min ho emuna ela seichel. It's this type of emuna through which, if a person has this quality of emuna, Hashem will allow this person to go from the madrega of emuna to seichel. Veirastichli be emuna, V'yodat es Hashem. Ve'erastich, to be wedded. Wedded means where they're merged together completely. Kaviyochel, when a husband and wife are together, it's osur to have a chatzitza. There shouldn't be any chatzitza between them. Note, ve'erastich li b'emuna. You wed yourself to Hashem with emuna, means that the muna has to go from head to toe. There shouldn't be any dover chaytzeitz, kaviyochel, between the person and Hashem. And the more that a person pushes himself to strive to higher and higher madregas of emun and Hashem, he's zeicha to get to higher levels of sechel and understanding Hashem. Ki hadovor sheyitzorach mitchilo lahamin, that item which in the beginning he had to believe because he didn't understand it, he had to go on pure faith. Achshav kisheboel emuna yeser gedayla. Maven Hadover Horishon Besechel. This is the whole concept of Makif and Pnimi, which we discussed many times. That when a person climbs to the higher level, what was before a Makif to him becomes Pnimi, and he gets a new Makif. Rabbein Ezal saying that the Makif here is the Emuna. In other words, why? Because note, as we say many, many times, you go within one world, within the Olam HaAsiyah, you climb from Malchus to this, to this, to this, to Chachma. What's the keser? What's the crown on top of Chachma? The Malchus of the world above it, which is the Emuna. In other words, what's above Chachma? The Emuna of the next world. That's what's above it. So here Rabbein Ezal says that when a person gets to a higher level, he starts at Emuna 1. When he goes from Emuna 1 to Emuna 2, whatever he's at Emuna 2 now, whatever was within level 1, it started out as Emuna, now becomes Chachma. He gets to understand it. And now he has items in level 2, which are Emuna. He goes to level 3, in Emuna, what was in level 2 becomes Seichel. In other words, this is what Hashem literally does for the person. Hashem will help him understand the mitzvahs of the Torah better, understand the existence of Hashem better, the more he tries to elevate himself in Emuna. So Rabbein Ezal says, this is what's written about Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayehi Yodov Emuna. Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichet to such a madrega where he was mamshech Emuna into the Yodayim. Note, why are the Yodayim used as the example? London, Shulchan Aruch, Erechayim. Why are the Yodayim used as the example? Because the Yodayim are the Iker Gashmias of the person. The Yodayim are Askonios. The Shulchan Aruch says, why do we wash our hands in the morning? Because the Iker Achiza of Tumah is on the Yodayim. The Iker Achiza of the Klipas is on the Yodayim. So if a person has drawn Emunah into the Yodayim, it means that certainly the rest of the body has Emunah. In other words, the rest of the body you don't have to wash when you wake up in the morning. Why? Because the Tumah isn't on the chest. The Tumah is on the corners of the Yodayim. This is the whole side of washing. Rav Moshe Zalman Gadol Halachos uses this Torah to explain the whole concept of washing your hands in the morning when you wake up. This is the Mayim, is an Indian of Seichel, Meimei Hadas, which is shined into the Emuna. So Rabbein Ezal says here, Vayhi Yodav Emuna, Shehoi Yelei Emuna Kol Kach Gedoi Lo, Ad Shenispashet B'chol Ha'Ivorim. Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichet to such a level of Emuna, where the Emuna extended into all the Ivorim of the body. She'afilu B'yodav Hoyo Ha'Emuna Kol Kach Gedoi Lo, to the point where even in his hands, the Emuna was so great, Ad Boi HaShemesh. Hainu L'HaSeichel Shel Dovor. Shemesh is Oyer, an Indian of Seichel. In other words, Moshe, his hands, he had Emuna even in his hands, Ad Boy HaShemesh, which got him to the level of Shemesh, which got him to the level of Seichel. In other words, through perfecting himself in Emuna, Hashem helped him get to Seichel to be able to understand the mitzvahs, everything.
When you say perfecting yourself,
it means Tefillah? Exactly. What's the Pasuk? What's the Pasuk? Emuna, that, in other words, when we say about elevating yourself in Emuna, how does a person move up in levels in Emuna? Tefillah. Rav Moshe Zal brings in Kutei Halachos many, many times that how do we know where a person's holding in Emuna? The gauge is Tefillah. The gauge is Tefillah B'tzibur. The gauge is Tefillah B'tzibur. The gauge is Hispaitidus. A person can tell what level he's on by the quantity and quality and consistency of his hispaitidus. Person can tell him, because if you really believe that there was a Hashem who actually loved Bnei Yisrael to the extent where he gives us permission, picture, in other words, let's say I like Richie, I like Stan, we get together a half hour a day, picture there's Hashem who's so close, such a close friend that he begs of you to get together for an hour a day. He's the one who calls up, who makes the phone calls, who asks for the meeting. Let's get together for an hour a day. If the person doesn't come there, doesn't come to that meeting, it shows that he doesn't believe that there's a phone call. He doesn't believe that there's anybody to speak to. If you really believe that Hashem, the Melech Malchi Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gives you permission to visit him for an hour a day, to talk to him, to show your gratitude and appreciation for the good he's done for you, and to beg him for whatever chesroinus you have, he should be mashlim chesroinus, we would see to it to daven constantly and a lot and with power, with kavona. The deficiencies in tefillah show a deficiency in amuna. Halavai, we should be zeicher. Hashem should shine into us emuna shleima, emuna in Hashem, emuna tzadikim. And we should be zeicher to this concept of adaboy Hashemish, to get to see the oyer. There is a rule that tzaddik al ishvay simcha, to get to see the coming of Mashiach. And there's mitzvah from Rav Amiram. Mincha without any first mincha. I'm going to try to get it before shkia.
I saw it once, which I never dreamed that I would see. Not I never dreamed that I would see it. I came across it once, but he didn't want to say what it is. I saw what it is, and I wouldn't chas v'sham say it at all until I get a word. I get Hashem to say it. In other words, to say it at night. I saw what the pasuk is. There's a certain pasuk that the Arizal says. The person says this pasuk after the whole seder of Kriya Shamita can be a tremendous protection against any problem. Chas v'sham.
I don't know if I pass it on. I guess that I realized to wash his hands, and then there was something like very quiet, and then he would ask him, what is it?
I don't think so. You sure? There was a case by Kriya Shema Lamita, which came up like once every 4 or 5 years, that he would get to that topic, talking about Kriya Shema Lamita, and he would say, we say this, then this, and then he would say, no, he wouldn't say it. There must have been a reason why this isn't supposed to be in. I wasn't looking for it, I found it. I happened to look into a safer and I saw something that mentioned this item. But obviously it's not necessary for us, or else he would have told it to us. Period. Huh. I didn't say it at all until I get a word. I get Hashem to say it. In other words, to say it at night. I saw what the pasuk is. There's a certain pasuk that the Arizal says. The person says this pasuk after the whole seder of Kriya Shamita, it can be a tremendous protection against any problem.
I don't know if I pass it on. I realized to wash his hands, and then there was something like very quiet, and then he would ask him, what is it?
I don't think so. You sure? There was a case by Kriya Shema Lamita, which came up like once every 4 or 5 years, that he would get to that topic, talking about Kriya Shema Lamita, and he would say, we say this, then this, and then he would say, no, he wouldn't say it. There must have been a reason why this isn't supposed to be in information. I wasn't looking for it, I found it. I happened to look into a safer and I saw something that mentioned this item. But obviously it's not necessary for us, or else he would have told it to us. Period. Huh.